All right. That's my Larry.
Oh, that's your Larry. This is my Larry. Oh, you know you're not wrong, but you're not right.
Here's the thing. If you haven't figured out, Larry is not here. I am Gomer, hosting Geeks Discord Chat. I think it's 112.
112, yes.
How awesome am I? I remembered the damn number.
Yeah.
Well done.
It's going to be a great podcast. I can feel it already. Like I said, this is Gomer, and with us on the podcast is...
Taylor.
David.
Danny.
And we're talking about geek stuff this week. And the geekiest thing to talk about this week is Star Wars. So heads up.
Let's not talk about Star Wars.
Yeah,
it's over.
We're just going to skip it. We're not even going to talk about it. No, we're definitely going to get into some details. So if you have not seen it, skip ahead. Or maybe just skip all this. We're definitely going to talk about our previews. But I don't know, 5 or 10 minutes, maybe a little bit more. But
we're going to be talking about Star Wars a lot. Just because...
it's what everyone else is talking about, so we should talk about it, too.
It should be because, bottom line, it was a damn good movie.
Yep. It was a very good movie. I did not leave the theater unhappy with the film.
I have not seen a bad review, and when I say not a bad review, I mean I haven't seen a review that even looks for a bad thing to say.
Oh, that'll
I
be
just
bad
came
thing
back from a second viewing with my family, and it was just as enjoyable the second time around, if not more so.
Because you knew it was coming?
I hit him.
Okay,
actually, you knew everything was happening.
Yes, there are going to be spoilers here, but honestly, I feel like this is not actually a very spoiler-heavy movie.
Well, there's definitely big moments that can be spoiled. There are reveals that can be revealed.
You can say that, like,
Jar Jar the Sith Lord blew my mind.
Yep. Mister got the plan. And he's going to take over the galaxy.
I wasn't expecting the part where Superman showed up in the TARDIS with Zombie Yoda and.
And then the Green Lantern showed up, and it was Ryan Reynolds.
And Master Chief.
And I was like, wait a minute! I thought he was Deadpool.
Have to get you to Alderaan.
Yeah. And I'm like, wait a minute, Alderaan
gone.
That's what the TARDIS was for.
Wait a second, I thought we were talking about Star Wars, not Doctor Who.
Well, the Enterprise does show up near the end, but only for a moment before the new Death Star blows it up, which I thought, I came out of nowhere, when the Enterprise-D is blown up by the Death Star.
Okay, but on to serious.
I thought the shields would stop it. Okay. Geordi had that figured out.
On to being serious about it.
Yes.
Well, I guess probably the most important thing to say is that it felt like a Star Wars movie.
It did feel like a Star Wars
movie. It did not... leave a bad taste in your mouth like the prequels did. It wasn't just sitting around and talking about shit with the occasional over-stylized lightsaber fight like episode one was.
Oh, yeah.
I liked lightsaber dancing. I think that's cool. But go ahead.
It's lightsaber rave.
Woo!
It's like poi. Deadly poi. Weep, weep, weep. It's terrifying.
And it kills me that there's 2 years until the next one.
Well, we get half a year for Rogue One.
We get Rogue One, but that's not, you know...
the same.
That's going to do nothing.
I think we're expecting Rogue One to have... it should have a different feel than the traditional Star Wars feel, maybe.
I expect Godzilla to show up in Rogue One.
Yeah, I mean, he was hinted at in Episode 7, so...
as cool as that would be. there's a lot of questions lingering in the air, though.
Well, that's a good thing. It's, we know there's movies coming.
There's a lot to build into.
Well, compared to the prequels, each prequel kind of wrapped everything up in a neat little bow.
Like, it's over now.
At the end of the episode, when there's like, two there always are, and then it's like, oh, there's more to come, but like, you weren't really like hanging on the edge of your seat.
There's two.
Yeah, with how this movie ended, there are still a lot of questions that
we
have to be answered.
But there did feel like some finality.
Yeah,
Well, to the overarching story that was being told there. Like, a lot of times in the prequels especially, it felt like the whole movie, by the end of the movie, it was just, okay, here comes the next movie. This, by the end, didn't quite feel like that.
Well,
it left you wanting more.
It left you wanting more, but it didn't say, hey, there's more coming, and that's really what you want to see.
There's a very large question around
which
our
is like
protagonist, though.
Yes,
like, we
definitely.
Don't know, we still don't know what Rey's deal is. We don't
She's
know
not
where
my Jedi.
She comes from.
She's not my Jedi. I don't like Rey at all.
Oh, why? I want to hear this. No, let's hear why. Let's hear why.
The only reason you like her, she got boobs.
No, I'm not a man.
The reason
child, like,
you don't like your sister, no. Boobs aren't big enough.
Okay, it's the complete opposite.
What the fuck is wrong with you? Ray.
Here's my argument. Okay. One, her storyline within the movie, I'm not invested in her as much as everybody else that's a main character in the movie. She's kind of just a plot point that they use as leverage to move on the story. But she's kind of
the hinge, though.
She's the main character. Yeah, I don't see how you can call her the plot point when it's her story.
Yeah, it's pretty much.
But I'm not interested in her. That's why I don't like her. She doesn't hold the attention as much as, say, Finn does. To me, this is my opinion.
No, of course.
This is
of course.
To disagree, then.
Right.
Yeah.
I liked Finn. I really liked Poe. Poe's honestly probably
yeah,
my favorite
character.
I like Poe Dameron, too.
There needs to be more Poe.
I've heard a lot of that.
Rey is perfectly compelling in her own right.
I didn't think she was. I think she came across to me as very flat, uninteresting, and frankly, she didn't act well.
It was just bad acting
again,
to you?
Again, I could not disagree.
You didn't
disagree
like the
more.
Acting?
Right. We're going to have a difference of opinion.
Yeah, and that's like favorite color type
stuff.
Well,
this is getting into, like, I liked it because right. I didn't like it because right. I didn't like it. I can't
right, right, right. Exactly.
Well, yeah, of course. Well, yeah, there's right. no reason to argue about it. There are reasons
we'll
not to like it.
To
and
that.
It's. Right. I think it's pointed towards how good of a movie it is when right. your gripes have to be, like, inherent gripes just because that's not a style you particularly enjoy. That's a good statement to how good the movie really is.
Episode 1 had fundamental problems on just the basic movie-making standpoint.
Exactly.
A lot of wasted scenes, a lot of style over substance, a lot of the characters are completely wasting their time for most of the
There's
movie.
No reason for 30
this
minutes
movie,
of pod racing.
We can only nitpick.
Exactly.
And that's exactly what it comes down to. It's a difference between what I found compelling about the story and what you found.
I think that Stormtrooper who fought the coolest character. How about that one?
What Stormtrooper?
Shoom! Let's do this!
What the fuck was that thing he was doing? It's
he's a badass!
Electro staff, a modified electro staff.
Yeah, I guess it can, like, knock
it's a ballin' ass. Right. It's a Force Tonfa, that's what it is.
It was
Force Tonfa.
It's cool.
Which is pretty cool.
Awesome. Yeah, go ahead, Todd, definitely.
I went into it expecting great things.
Sure.
Equivalent of the first trilogy.
High expectations.
Correct. And I got severely let down.
Oh, really? Was it because you think you went in too high? Or?
I think so.
Is there anything you can point at specifically? Or is it just like what we said, and just nitpick things that just didn't appeal to you as a moviegoer?
I think maybe it was Danny pointed it out earlier in the week, that they pulled stuff out of the original trilogy, the trench run, takes place on a snow-covered planet.
Sure.
There's a number of things that superficially resemble stuff from the beginning of the movie. Sure.
Sure.
But I hate to break it to you, but those were not original when Star Wars did it either.
No, I understand that.
But when I saw the very first movie when it came out in theaters, I was 8 years old? 7, 8 years old?
Yeah, sure.
And the first trilogy is what stuck with me. Somebody says, hey, Star Wars, that's the first thing that comes to my mind.
Well, you're saying
that this movie did pay homage to that by having a desert planet and a snow planet.
Yeah.
Okay, first of all, the snow planet wasn't until the second of the original movie trilogy. So
well, true, but it's still, and I'm not saying that's a bad thing either way if it's paying homage to a universe. You know, hey, you already know that these planets exist.
But the snow planet was initially a snow planet when they started.
My argument for that was that they somewhat brought almost copycat scenes back. The cantina scene happens, the trench run scene happens. They brought them back to keep the old crowd interested and bring back that nostalgia.
Is that what you felt like?
We talked last week that nostalgia sells. And so they did that to keep the old crowd in, but then reintroduce it to the new crowd to give them a new idea of what Star Wars was. Now, again, I loved the movie. I thought it was great. I've seen it twice already. I want to go see it again.
I think the old crowd, though, is everyone. I think if you're a fan of Star Wars, you're a fan of that original trilogy.
But how many people from that original trilogy have had kids and started families? And
well, true.
So they've got so much more to introduce.
Well, they're still watching
those,
though.
It was an interesting process for me managing the hype going in. I was on this podcast several months ago when they, years ago now, I guess, when they announced that Disney had bought Lucasfilm, they're going to make more Star Wars. The reaction is like, well, they're bound to be better than the prequels. You know, I'm not super excited because the prequels were garbage.
Yeah.
But then they show the trailer, like, hey, that looks pretty cool. Maybe this could be a pretty solid movie.
But it's like every announcement, earlier, Abrams. And then, you know, it kept
early
going.
Last week, they start actually putting reviews out, and they're glowing reviews. And so I go in, maybe this could actually be a great movie. It was
so you were,
than I hoped it
was. So you were saying you were surprised?
Yeah, I was happy that it maintained expectations for me, for you. I was a little disappointed in it.
Yeah.
And the difference between me and you is just who we find more appealing as a character.
Sure.
And that's base argument of what do I like more
I
than you and what do you like.
It's like chocolate and vanilla.
She did a bad job acting because I thought she did a lot wordlessly. Like, the scene where she's wearing the Rebel pilot's helmet, I love that scene because it establishes who she is as a person. She fantasizes, she has these, like, dreams, she has this sort of mythology about the old Galactic Civil War.
And that's wonderful, good direction.
Hold up.
That's true.
I think it was Jules I was talking to earlier tonight, said that the helmet she's playing with, she's leaning up against the
AT-AT.
Was Luke's helmet.
Oh, I don't know about that.
I don't know about that.
I need
to go see it on a second.
I confess to not being enough of a geek to recognize Luke's helmet just
out of I don't think Luke.
Me either.
I don't think
you're disqualified. How dare you?
Would have crashed on Jakku.
Jakku.
Right.
Jakku.
But as much as comes through wordlessly, that's good direction.
Yeah.
Agreed.
That there has to be acting there, too.
No, I think you guys are both right, man. I think what we're talking about is...
A great actor can be ruined by a bad director, and the best director in the world can't do shit with a bad actor.
But exactly.
That's
I think
like
this...
what happened with like Liam Neeson in Phantom Menace. He wanted to be on a Star Wars movie so bad,
yeah,
and he got to it. He didn't read the script, and then he got to it, and he hated it.
A lot of the people in the cast of prequel trilogy are great actors. I mean, Natalie Portman's gone on to win an Academy Award. Sam Jackson's, killed
in everything. Yeah.
But these are all established actors. When the original Star Wars came out, these were not established actors.
Yeah.
I don't even know anything that Daisy Ridley has done before.
She hasn't done anything.
Anything before Star
Wars.
Done,
like,
the only person I have any idea of, I take it back, two people I've had ideas about was Oscar Isaac, Poe Dameron. Yeah. He was in that one movie, Ex Machina.
And he was in
Sucker Punch.
Sucker Punch.
Yeah.
He was also in A Violent Year or some such thing.
He was in something like that. He's also in that Lewin something.
Bodega was in the
Being Lewin Davis.
Yeah, that's a cool movie, dude.
Oscar Isaac's
an amazing actor.
He's great in this.
Yeah, that driver kid who did this thing is also pretty well known.
That was Kylo Ren. He's, I feel like the most interesting kind of thing to focus on.
Well, man, but
I don't think he's the most interesting character. In fact, when I first saw it, he was initially the thing I thought was the weakest just because, man, he's no Darth Vader.
Right.
But then it occurred to me that he couldn't have been.
Well, but that's always kind of been my argument through the last week has been Kylo Ren doesn't maintain any minutes for me.
He's a bitch.
I don't think he's supposed to.
He's not an overwhelming threat like Darth Vader was.
Right.
Abrams in an interview recently has mentioned that Vader was the best villain in cinema history, at least according to Abrams, and he has a good point.
And there's no reason to touch that. So he's taken this villain in a different direction.
Yeah, you couldn't have tried to do the same thing because it could not have lived up.
Exactly.
So yeah,
right. I understand.
He's an entirely different person. He is not collected like Vader was. In fact, he's barely holding it together.
Right.
He can go unhinged at any moment. That makes him different. He does go unhinged in several
moments.
This is even going to talk about how he's still so conflicted.
Yeah.
And that's even portrayed through through his lightsaber kind of cackling and being unstable looking.
Yeah. And that's a good thing, though.
That's a great build-up.
That's a larger point you can make about how so much is put into the small details.
Right, right. And like I said.
The breathing-esque sound when we were looking at Vader's helmet.
Right.
And it didn't even occur to me the crackling lightsaber. That's a great point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so that's good. But I had some anticipation for more menace. Because as bad as the prequels were, Darth Maul was menacing because he showed up and didn't do anything other than be bad.
Dude, Sidious was menacing on a more cerebral level.
I think the most menacing individuals from this movie was Phasma. And Hux.
Hux was
Domino
terrifying.
Yeah. Hux's portrayal of this guy is absolutely scary.
Hux was really good. He's like he's like a layer of thin ice above like a
completely
chasm of like insanity.
Yeah, he's
man, that's
he's
so poetic,
he is,
dude.
He's absolutely Hitler.
I love that.
Thanks, Gomer.
Hux. I love that, dude.
But okay, Ren's story. We're going to watch. We're not.
Okay. And I'm ready to watch more.
Realized villain like Vader.
Yeah, right. I'm excited about learning more about his storyline.
They go all the way to establish
to see where they're going to put him.
This is Ren at his weakest. He's probably going. They made the point like I have to complete his training.
Right.
So he's going to come back in the next movie, presumably bigger and badder than before. And they did establish that like
more machine. Than
he probably would have wrecked Rey, and he especially would have wrecked Finn if he had not been like had his left side of his body disintegrating.
He's hurt, and He's kind of rusty. There hasn't been another one to practice his skills on for the longest time. He is out of practice because he's been the biggest, baddest space wizard in the galaxy since Luke disappeared.
Yeah.
And
they did establish that he's a big threat to people who are themselves not forces. Like, he wrecked Poe.
Right.
He beat Finn pretty easily while injured.
Right. Well, and that goes on. But that's what I'm interested in more, like... In Finn. That's why I like Finn, because I want to see where that goes.
I'm not knocking Finn. I just feel like one of the things I think is so good to say about this movie is there was no weak part for me. There was no weak character that I...
Man, I didn't like that Chewie didn't rip someone's arms out of their socket.
I was upset about that.
I wanted to see Chewie get very real very fast.
My headcanon is that's what happened to C-3PO's arm.
Right.
They're actually doing that.
They did it in a comic book.
They're actually doing that.
Yeah, they did it in a comic book.
Well, they're going to do the red arm book, too. How he gets that red arm.
Speaking of, like, 3PO, there were just great moments where there was a time to laugh and a time to cry. One of those moments was when 3PO shows up, the very first moment.
Oh, hi!
Oh, yeah, they're having their big reunion scene.
I was very thrilled with the Abrams throwing of his brand of humor. It was well timed. He's good for a little bit of comedy, which lightened the movie up when it was necessary.
Yeah, the film had a lot of notes.
It didn't feel forced like Jar Jar Binks.
It didn't feel forced. Yeah. It didn't feel like the entire comic relief was one character.
Oh,
like,
well,
you expect
speaking
this
of the comic relief, BB-8 was great.
BB-8 was.
There needs to be a GIF of him doing his thumbs up. Just
I wasn't sure if it was a thumbs up or a middle finger. Like, let's figure that one out.
There's a GIF for that.
Thank God. There needs to be.
There's a GIF for that.
I
had to go when I watched it the second time. I was paying attention to that because the first time I thought he was just like. And then the second time I'm like, oh. Oh, okay, it makes more sense.
Right, yeah. Okay. But you don't miss R2-D2.
No,
I don't, but I was happy to see him.
Yeah.
When he showed up, I was like,
you're happy. All the old characters were handled very well.
Well, firstly, I expect all the snarkiness and all the Star Wars to come out of R2-D2. I didn't get as much snarkiness from BB-88.
Well, they shouldn't be the same character.
Right. They shouldn't definitely be the same character. But when he showed up, I was ready for it. Like, I was like, that's my dude!
That was one of the lingering questions, apparently, is like, why did he turn on at the very end?
Because probably Rey showed up.
I'm assuming Luke turned him on remotely when he sensed her, like, awakening in the Force or whatever.
We agree that
it's like Rey's presence.
Rey's presence is the catalyst for it.
Yeah.
But he's like, you know, oh, BB-8 has one part of the map. R2 might have the other part of the map, and they can't get R2 to come on. Nobody can get in there and hack him.
Yeah.
No, man.
But everything about it was so well done. When you're talking about Star Wars, you have to talk about it as a film, but then also it's like a cultural event.
Right. And to be honest, I was very surprised. We went, me and Justin, who worked at Jesus, we went opening night. We went to an 11 o'clock showing opening night. And it was us and maybe a dozen other people in that theater. Wow. Now we went around the corner here to Windsong, which is a smaller theater. It's not really an event theater. It's not one people don't go there when they anticipate a big movie. You know, there are better theaters for that.
Yeah.
But we saw an opening night.
Yeah.
And I was nice. And I was more than thrilled and went out of my way to see it on opening night.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to be there for the people dressed as Darth Vader, for the people dressed as Obi-Wan Kenobi, for the guy in like the full Rebel pilot jumpsuit, and I got all that. And I was not disappointed. This is something you should see in theaters just because.
Or try at least
Star Wars. And it is Star Wars.
Because I've also seen it twice. Yeah. The first time I saw it, I couldn't go Thursday night opening or pre-Friday screenings of it. I did go see it the very first showing in Hendersonville, which was like at 9:20 in the morning. There was maybe about 30 people in that theater. Yeah.
So that's when you get scrambled eggs instead of popcorn, right?
Right.
Yeah.
You know, I need that theater. I need Waffle House theater, man.
Theaters are normally open that early.
Well, there was a line outside the door when I got there.
They're open sometimes for big movies first weekend.
There was a line outside the door for Star Wars when I got there. But I
at 9:30 in the morning?
9:30 in the morning.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Well, But the theater was not packed.
Yeah.
I was able to sit where I wanted. In the theater.
It was 9:30 in the morning.
Not have to worry about anybody, and I got to sit there and enjoy it. Just sit back and enjoy
it. I was there by myself.
And then the second time, when I went, I promised my mom I would take her to see this movie.
Yeah.
And I took her to see this movie Saturday.
In Hendersonville as well?
No, in Gallup.
Oh, those bulbs are dim. They need new bulbs. hate that theater.
But that Saturday experience was completely different than the Friday experience. It was a packed house for like teenagers, adults, everybody was
awesome.
There.
Awesome.
And every time somebody from the original trilogy shows up, Han Solo and Wookiee.
Cheer.
Chewbacca and Leia.
Those all the people my age.
No, these were the kids.
Everyone seems Star Wars.
That right there is the reason I don't like going to the movies.
It was a different experience, and it was an enjoyable experience.
That's okay. Yeah, I get it.
And when certain things happen in the movie, people...
I just went back for my second viewing at 3:50 in the afternoon on a Wednesday. Easily the most credit I'd ever seen an afternoon viewing
Of anything.
On a weekday.
Well, mind you, this is well planned because all the schools are out right now. Everybody's in town.
Pretty much
family visiting.
Guaranteed to be the biggest movie of all time. It is on the track to do that.
And let's talk about that. Domestic sales are over the 300 million mark right now.
They broke the Thursday record. They broke the weekend record. They broke the Monday record. They broke the Tuesday record.
Yeah. And fun fact, you get weird comparisons anywhere on the internet. I did read this fun fact that domestic, that's U.S. only, domestic opening sales for Star Wars has outsold what sales for the Bible have been for the past 35 years.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true.
Fun
fact.
Only in America. Only in America, though. Everybody in America already has a Bible.
Right.
Okay.
You can get them free from
any hotel, yeah. You just ask for them. Here you go, sir.
People just giving them out for free. They can't get rid of one of these things, man.
But I mean, but just that little snippet of information, this movie is bigger than what everybody knows. You know, that's comparable. Everybody knows this. Everybody knows that.
It's on track to beat Avatar, and I really hope it does because it was much better than Avatar.
Avatar was a 3D experience.
It was all right.
It was a little different.
It was worth seeing in theaters, Avatar. As a movie, I don't think it's going to stand up like
that. Avatar is $2.787 billion. It's 70% international, though. Star Wars is bound to make way more than 30% of its money domestic. Yeah. So we'll just have to see how the international crowd...
It's probably going to beat it outright. We're not going to have to qualify this. It's probably just going to...
Well, and just kind of backtracking...
More money. Who saw it? We don't have to say, this much was domestic. Did anybody... It's just going to flat out beat it. Yeah.
Did anybody see it 3D? Because I've only seen it 2D.
No.
Was it worth the extra money for 3D?
It was good.
My point about ticket sales is Star Wars may struggle internationally compared to Avatar.
It's not so far.
No. It is. The numbers, if you look at the first 2 weeks of Avatar, and the numbers up to Avatar now and the numbers up to Star Wars now, most of Star Wars money has come domestically. When Avatar was out, most of its money had come internationally. And I'm just making a point. I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying these are what the numbers are stating right now. It is still on track to be the biggest domestic box office of all time. But it's got a long way to go to beat Avatar.
It's going to.
No, I think it will too. It's just got a very long way to go. And its international numbers need to catch up or it's not going to happen.
Well, how much
movies don't succeed now unless they are succeed internationally. Fast and Furious 7 is the number five movie. It's 20% of its money came domestically because people love that movie. Ever, I'm just saying, international markets are really
important
as far as ranking movies like that go.
That's why they do a lot.
But I don't think this movie needs to be ranked like that. Right. Yeah, but domestically, it'll definitely do.
Well, you guys brought it up.
Is
the difference in 3D enough that spend the extra money on it, or happy with 2D? I've been happy with 2D.
You'd be happy either way you watch it.
I don't like 3D. My wife has an eye thing, and she doesn't see 3D.
I don't think it was necessarily meant for 3D.
Yeah, her eyes, she doesn't see it.
I never felt like I should pay the extra money for 3D, or pay the extra money.
Did you go to Thor the Dark World with us?
No.
Oh, it was in 3D, and there was just a couple of scenes. It really wasn't anything major, and that's what I keep hearing. I don't know why.
Like when it seems a few years ago, when like 3D is like 3D is going to change the way.
Yeah,
and then it was just like, it's a gimmick.
We were talking about
it's
Avatar.
Like,
Avatar is still the best 3D I've ever seen in a movie. Every scene is amazing 3D
effects.
Well,
that was specifically Sean.
Exactly. Right. That's why it did so well, because it was that big gimmick.
Well, whatever else you want to say about James Cameron, the man knows his tech.
Oh, dude. Titanic alone, they still use that big ass tank they made for Titanic for all those underwater movies.
The Abyss.
Are we done with Star Wars?
I guess with
We can be done talking about Star Wars.
But we don't have to be. We don't have to be.
Oh, quick question for you guys, because I still don't know who was the guy in the first scene who gave Poe the map.
That was Max von Sydow.
He's
They call him like Lock Tor something or something like that.
Was he an expanded universe guy?
There's a debate right now saying that he is Kanan.
Oh,
Rebels.
Wow.
Okay. Which I don't know.
I have not heard that.
There's a debate going on right now that they're trying to figure out who he is, and right now
I was hoping for Wedge.
I don't know if that was Wedge.
Well, because remember, it has to be someone who was kind of Alderaani native, because he does refer to Leia as a princess.
Or at least someone who's like highly involved.
Wedge is not Alderaani.
Well, I don't know if he needs to be an Alderaani, but like everyone in the Rebellion
knew her title.
Yeah. Some connection. They're obviously trusted by Luke, since Luke gave him the thing in the first place.
Yeah. Boom.
So the leading theory is that he is Kanan from Rebels.
Wouldn't he have bitched out a little bit less, though, when he fought then? If he was a Jedi?
If anybody's hearing the beep in the background, we are getting a tornado warning on our phones. Please ignore
But that's
it.
Not live. Yeah. This podcast is not live. Do not flip out. If it's sunny in your area, it's cool. You're good.
Yeah. Well, anyway.
We die for our art, guys. We die for
our art.
So, great movie. Possibly the greatest movie of all time. Time will tell. Financially speaking...
I certainly don't want to say it's the greatest movie of all time less than a week since after it came out. But
It will beat Avatar.
You know,
financially. That's a different discussion entirely.
My bad. You're talking about like grape Kool-Aid and cherry Kool-Aid. Grape Kool-Aid is the best Kool-Aid of all time. I can say that. Exactly.
Well, just like... Best film and most successful film are two different discussions to me.
Yeah, maybe. I should have rephrased that. You're definitely right. Yeah, yeah. Most profitable film of all time.
Almost certainly.
Well, totally agreed.
Even if we're not doing box office, if we're looking at all the other crap that's going to be going on with it.
Like the licensing merch and stuff like that?
It's been making so much money. I mean,
there has never been a time since 1977 where you could not buy something Star Wars related from something, and usually it's everything from bathroom shower curtains to actual toys and shit.
The new X-wing action figures,
get your BB-8 oranges.
The Finn action figures. The BB-8 toys are already like selling.
Oh yeah, man!
I bought Star Wars toys, man. I did. I bought a new.
Well, that's the thing. Is like just
you know, whatever the new Millennium Falcon and the. TIE Fighter, the New Order TIE Fighter, whatever.
I can't describe how good it is to have gone see a Star Wars movie in theaters in my lifetime and have it live up to everything you hoped it would be.
Yeah.
I never got that before because I was, not alive when the first movies came out.
Right. I took my son to see Episode 3, and remember when Yoda and Chewbacca had their little thing? And Yoda's got to leave?
Yeah.
My son looks at me, he's like, Dad, can we go? He's bawling. My son, my oldest son now, but he was like really young then. He was like, "Yeah, that just got to me, Dad. Sorry." Yeah, he is nothing like me. Nothing.
That was like the end of the movie, anyway.
Yeah, it was. He didn't really. Well, there was pretty good scenes after that. You know, there's a lightsaber battle after that.
Was that before or after?
There's two lightsabers.
Yeah, there's two lightsaber battles after that.
I guess
it's when Chewbacca and Yoda.
I'm remembering it wrong.
Yoda goes to Coruscant. Yeah,
okay, I had it wrong.
Yeah, you had it wrong.
He's still on Kashyyyk and he's trying to get away right after.
Yeah, after the great moment that he gets over on Order 66. Now we're talking about bad Star Wars. You can tune it back in now.
Let's stop it out. Let's cut it out.
What else do we got? What else are we talking about?
New previews for.
Honestly, we didn't even talk about like the spoiler in the movie.
Well, I don't think we should, man.
Let's leave it open. I'm just pointing out that like even though we gave the spoiler warning, I feel like we didn't do that, man.
No, that's true.
There was always the chance,
man.
And we want to be careful. Err on the side of caution. There.
Let's not talk about stormtroopers dying in the movie. Like that's stormtroopers die. Everybody laughs.
Don't stormtroopers actually shoot people?
Yeah, stormtroopers are actually good.
Stormtroopers learn to shoot.
There's a spoiler for you.
Stormtroopers in this movie are confident.
Yes. All right, move on. Moving on to comic books. New comics for March, right?
Maybe April?
April? No, March. Look on the spine.
Is that when the new Black Widow by Mark Waid is going to be coming out?
I'm not sure. I didn't see it on the front of here.
I really enjoyed Edmondson's run on it.
We have a new Invincible Iron Man. An international Iron Man comes out.
Is that MJ on the cover there?
I believe that might be.
Yeah.
Is she a fucking superstar?
Hey, man.
Since she showed up in Iron Man.
Maybe it's Pepper Potts. Maybe that's Pepper.
Oh, you know what? It could be Pepper.
Yeah, maybe.
She was redhead as well.
I don't know what makes Pepper a super spy either, but that's way more acceptable than MJ. Aren't comic books really screwed up? That inherently we get that Pepper Potts being a secret agent is okay, but MJ it's not. That's so. I love it. You know, as a fandom, that's just so
better,
perfect.
Not
awesome. Perfect, but definitely capable.
Like, MJ's a perfectly competent character. She can't really do much in the heroing department, as far as I know. Whereas Pepper has been in the Iron Man suit, at least.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Infinity Entity,
which was
book,
a dumb name.
Which was a dumb name.
What was it? Rescue.
Rescue.
Yeah, rescue.
Wasn't that her like mission? Though, it was like a rescue suit.
Yes, but it didn't stick. Yeah, because it's not a catching name.
All of the cool like ambulatory names are pretty much taken by all the good G.I. Joe characters. So it's really hard to give her a good name.
Fucking G.I. Joe.
They're always ruining
it. Doc, first aid.
Doc, first aid. There's one.
Couldn't you just call him Gauss and Duct Tape? Like, that'd be great.
Duct tape.
Gauss and Duct Tape.
Band-Aid. Band-Aid's registered trademark of Johnson & Johnson.
The Cobra guy is called
Band-Aid's one of those, like, fucking Band-Aid's one of those things where, like, you Dr. think Mind it's the name of the product.
Like Mace. Yeah. Like Kleenex.
Kleenex.
Mace.
Mace isn't the name of that thing.
Mace is actually pressurized tear gas.
I did not know.
Dude,
that.
You learn something new every day. Yeah. Awesome. I'm so glad I could teach you.
Dumpster.
Dumpster. Crapper.
The dumpster. Dumpster is a brand name.
Crapper. Really? You know Crapper's actually a brand name? The guy who invented the toilet, his name was Crapper.
It's Crapier.
Yes.
It's French. It's Crapier.
He usually put his name on all of them, and that's where it came. Go take a crap.
Ain't that fast.
Dude, this is going to be the most informative podcast ever, because if you don't know this, Taylor, you know more than anybody else I know. This is a sad world we live in if you don't know Crapper.
That's impressive.
I feel like I'm okay with that.
Infinity Entity number one in March, Jim Starlin's continuing that Infinity run thing. I don't know if that means anything or not. Is anyone reading that? It's like a whole big Thanos story, and Jim Starlin is the Thanos guy. He's perfect for that character.
Well, we've had a string recently of like old creators coming back, and mixed success.
Yeah,
some
that's
of
them
are pretty good, but others. Yeah. Okay. Speaking of, Dark Knight 3-2 came out today.
Yeah, Dark Knight 3 number 2, which is so confusing.
I have not been picking it up.
I got the first one. I was not impressed. I was not impressed by the first one. But that's
Dark Knight Strikes Again was not very good. Okay, this is one of those weird things.
It is.
It's almost like the Star Wars thing. Excuse me. Dark Knight Returns is one of the best comics ever written.
Yes.
Dark Knight Strikes Again was forgettable at best.
Yes.
They didn't learn their lesson in the round two, so they're back for round three.
Dark Knight Strikes Again was just the Frank Miller hates modern society comedy hour.
As long as Frank Miller still needs whores and whores still need money, Frank Miller will continue to write comic books.
Well, both of those things will always be
exactly. Then I hope he listens and emails us. Sends me a strong worded email. I'm happily married, sir. I don't know if he... I don't know.
I don't know.
Exactly.
Last picture I've seen of Frank Miller makes him look like an old man.
Frank Miller is listening, but Frank Miller's a bit of a kook.
He is. Well, all good comic book writers have to be kooks.
He has gone batshit insane.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Also out this week, if anybody's a fan of Rocketeer besides me, this week just came out.
Go ahead.
It's a good cult movie.
Yeah, it's a good cult movie, but it maintains better through comics. There's a new comic book arc came out.
Well, it was a very pulpy movie.
Right.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Mark Guggenheim is writing that book.
Yeah. And it's good. Ah. I picked it up earlier.
I read the first two pages.
Yeah. And it's
I'm
enjoyable.
Trying to finish it. I'm so busy.
It's enjoyable, and definitely something to look into if you're a fan of the Rocketeer ethos. And
I don't think so. Is it not just a good story?
It is a good story. Because
Mark Guggenheim is great. He's the executive producer on a lot of those DC TV shows.
Mm. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's kept plugged into the scene.
Yes. Yeah, he's always writing
it's
something.
It's not like he's coming back to it cold or anything.
Yeah, he's always writing something in the comics.
Good for him.
You know, he's always writing some funny papers somewhere. Hyperion number one. Chuck Wendig is writing this book.
I don't even know who that is.
He's an old school guy. You know, he knows who Hyperion is.
I know Hyperion is.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say, he's going to tell you who Hyperion was.
Okay, I know Hyperion is.
Exactly. I was waiting
for no other reason because he's been in the Avengers.
The bromance. The best bromance of the year.
That has been a great... Thor and Hyperion has been a great bromance.
It might be over now.
Maybe.
Because I don't know. Odin's son is still hanging out in Thor.
Well, yeah, like, the bigger question is if someone besides Hickman is going to keep it up now that he's away from
Avengers. Oh, man, I hope so. They could just write that book. Thor and Hyperion. Just that book, and I would read the hell out of
that.
Oh,
that was another Star Wars thing we didn't touch on was the Poe Finn romance.
Oh, yeah. That's making a big deal of that on the memes.
I love you, dude.
Yeah. That's a very good meme to invest in right now, the bromance between those two Star Wars characters. Yeah, those are very good.
You can keep,
yes.
You can keep my jacket and my pants.
Oh, that jacket looked good on you,
sweetie.
How do you accessorize?
Okay, back to content.
Yeah, back to content. I don't know about the Hyperion book. We'll see. X-Men 92. I know everything about this book. It's going to be terrible.
So that's one of those Secret War spinoffs that they're keeping
around? It is Secret War spinoff, which was a spinoff of a TV show.
Bit of an aside. Okay. I picked up Weird World last week. It was great.
Yep. Really?
Really liked it.
Yep, one of the splash books from Secret Wars as well.
Same artist who had been working on it.
Mundo?
Yeah. I don't know how you say his name, sorry. It's either Mundo or Mundo. M-U-N-D-O.
I think it's Mundo. Say it with the accent. Mundo. Mundo.
Mundo.
Say it like that every time. Okay. Damn. Where the hell is Jules? Where the hell is Jules?
Yeah, sorry, Jules.
Mundo. He's a hell of an artist.
Isn't that television channel?
Oh, but anyway.
Telemundo.
I think it's, who's the new writer on it? Emmonson?
Sabado
Gigante. I still have my copy of the
log. What is it?
But anyway, Weird
World. Oh, the writer on that?
I forget who the new writer is. It's Edmondson. A name I recognize. It might be Emmonson.
The sequel's probably in here, or one of the ensuing issues.
But it was good. They've introduced a new protagonist with a she's like become the apprentice of a barbarian who makes it her life mission to like slay wizards.
Okay, so that's different.
You heard that correctly, yeah.
That's different.
And she tries.
Michael Del Mundo. Sam Humphries is the writer.
Oh yeah, Sam Humphries. Oh,
okay, that's where I recognized it. It was the same guy who wrote the Planet Hulk Secret Wars.
Yes. Science. Yeah. My problem with the whole Weird World thing is it's like a totally different universe than the Marvel. Yeah. It's not in the Marvel 616. I just can't afford.
That's something I myself have complained about in the past.
Yes.
Was, Rick fucking Remender.
Like, exactly.
Always setting his stories in some like alternate universe where the stakes aren't meaningless.
And every time we crap on Rick Remender, I have to say his independent stuff
but
is amazing.
That being said.
Yeah.
Weird World is kind of the point of the book. This is the location is the story.
But the Black Knight book, like it's taking place in Weird World.
The art on that turned me off to it.
Yeah. But you said it was good. Maybe I'll pick it up and check it out.
The Weird World, I enjoyed the first issue, if nothing else.
Yeah.
So, take that.
So, forget the... Oh, I don't need it. No, I don't want it, dude.
Incidentally, it got fucking dark towards the
end. Oh, it did?
Yeah.
Well, did you read the Secret Wars tie-in?
Yeah.
It was dark.
It was, but, like, this
Morgan
is...
Morgan Le Fay, drown him in the... kill his children in front of him and then drown him in their blood. She said that!
Yeah?
That was brutal! And she said like three or four different things creatively death.
If you believe me, this has something darker
than that. I believe you.
That.
I believe you.
This has something darker than that.
I believe you.
Okay.
I may have to check that out.
Okay.
So X-Men 92, it's Chris Sims and Chad Bauer. I'm pretty sure, Bowers, I'm pretty sure they were on the...
I didn't pick that one up. Was that good?
It was okay. I loved that series when I was a kid.
See,
well, not even a kid. I was like in high school.
Again, nostalgia.
But I loved it.
This is the X-Men from the beloved Saturday morning cartoon, right?
With that awesome intro.
One of the best intros of all time. Totally. Yeah.
Yeah, everybody who learns guitar should learn that song because it's the best song ever. The X-Men 92. Okay, here's that Black Widow book you're talking about.
Yep.
Chris Samnee and Mark Waid.
Oh, cool.
And Chris Samnee's doing the art.
So the Daredevil team.
Exactly.
That's
and that was that was the way they sort of pimped this book. Was that it? Was that team?
I never did pick up their Daredevil run, but I've heard nothing but good things about it.
My problem with this is a shitty problem to have. The last run of Black Widow was so good.
It's a hard act to follow.
It's a hard act
Edmondson
to follow.
Edmondson and Noto knocked
Holy
it out of the park.
Crap. Noto more than Edmondson, but Edmondson kept me hanging in with the story. But man, it was
Phil Noto,
gorgeous.
Phil Noto is always going.
Oh.
Phil Noto is one of those guys who's like, he could... Like, if I could pick five people to draw everything I read,
boom,
he'd be one of them.
He's one of the few artists I would actually buy something from, like, at a convention. Like, something original.
Yeah.
You know, do me something original. But, oh, man, it's so good. So, I don't know, but they do have an excellent creative team on it, a proven creative team from a similar style character. One of those, you know, around the, you know, the edges sort of character.
Certainly, it is in the same wheelhouse.
Yeah.
That being said,
yeah.
The Black Widow shouldn't be as, like, swashbuckling as they had Daredevil being.
Yeah, definitely not. Yeah. Definitely. We'll see.
It should not be the same.
I trust Mark Waid.
I could see how we could translate from one to the other.
I trust Mark Waid, even though his All New All Different needed two issues to get good. is Avengers. But anyway, Haunted Mansion number one, Josh Williamson, Jorge Callejo. I like Josh Williamson. I hate the idea of the Haunted Mansion book.
Well, like the Disney ride?
Yeah.
The Marvel's doing a ton of those. They had the,
I thought they already like Thunder Mountain.
They had the Railroad. The Figment is sort of out of that same thing. But that's Jim Zub, and that's actually pretty good. Jim Zub is one of my faves. Mockingbird number one. Chelsea Kane is doing that.
She's a new making one. A big deal about that because this is going to be her first solo title.
Exactly, exactly. And she has been in the
TV show Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
But
did we ever talk about that?
Oh no. But no, well, I'm a whole season behind on S.H.I.E.L.D. I have way too many kids and not enough time.
Suffice to say, they ended with a cliffhanger and cool things look like they're up.
This also has the standoff event, Assault on Pleasant Hill Alpha number one. Now, my problem with this is it's getting two pages, but they're two pages way back here. It's getting the cover, but typically they pimp their big events at the front. And definitely not a Carnage number six pimped at the front.
Oh, no.
So it leads me to believe that maybe this won't be a good event.
Does that indicate to you that March might actually be a pretty slow month then?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, Nick Spencer and Jesus Saiz. I like both of those creators. I'm just not sure about
Carnage
this event.
Carnage is like Harley Quinn to me, and like I can understand somewhat of the people, but I don't understand why it's this popular.
Exactly.
I can understand being, you know, cool among a certain circle. Like, yeah. You know, there's nothing wrong with it, but I don't understand why it's like catnip.
Apparently. Exactly. Well, that standoff event, all the Marvel's book, well, a lot of Marvel's Avengers line, new Avengers, all new, all different Avengers, Captain America, Sam Wilson, Uncanny, Howling Commandos of S.H.I.E.L.D., Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Are all tying into that event.
Perhaps Sam Wilson's days as Captain America are somewhat numbered because there's the rumor that they're trying to get Steve Rogers back into the mantle before the movie comes out.
Really?
Yeah.
That's not hard to do.
It's not, is that fair to Sam, who hasn't had much chance to kind of stand on his own legs?
I'm not sure why we
can... It wasn't fair to a lot of books when the Marvel decided to do Secret Wars and kill books in their infancy.
True, but...
Not all of them. I mean, Squirrel Girl survived.
My question...
So to speak.
They relaunched it.
My question is...
What made me pick it up is because the joke on the front, like, only our second number one this year, and I'm like...
Howard the Duck had the same joke, man. But anyway, my problem
with... Did they have another number one this year?
Yeah. I think so.
Spider-Gwen.
Or maybe they have one coming. Maybe I'm thinking of a previews.
So you're completely wrong.
No, it's on the cover of the... It's in previews. Preview. But my problem with Sam Wilson not getting a chance, like you said. We have 10 freaking spider people running around.
Yeah.
Why can't we have Captain America and... Colonel America, or I don't know, damn.
Because Captain America, the whole idea behind him is he's supposed to be, like, emblematic. He's supposed to be iconic. He's supposed to be, like, the lone man, like, representing all of the ideals. I don't think there should be more than one Captain America.
Well, they don't have to have it necessarily another Captain America, but they could definitely have Falcon.
Running around. His name was U.S. Agent.
Yeah. And I don't know. Is Sam getting less of a shot than Bucky did as Cap?
Yeah, I think Bucky stuck around for like at least a year, 2 years.
How long has Sam? I mean, after this event, this is 4 months into the future.
First part of his run, he was evil Sam. So
yeah, because that was the Axis event. He was inverted Sam.
Oh gosh, I totally forgot about that Axis crap.
Yeah.
Is Sabretooth still a good guy?
I haven't seen him.
He's on one of the X-Men books, Uncanny X-Men.
Because he was one of the few people that didn't get...
Iron Man got flipped back.
Because of Secret Wars, they never really explained that after Superior Iron Man.
No, Superior... He was still...
It just ended.
Inverted Tony when...
Yeah.
At Superior Iron Man just ended, and they said, connect Secret Wars.
So there is no... I thought I just missed the explanation.
I want Superior...
There is no explanation?
There is none. I want Superior Iron Man to team up with the Maker. And then watch the world come to an end.
Havoc.
Because that'd be great.
Inverted. There were like four or five of them that were
Havoc,
inverted.
I think, is back. But I'm not sure how.
I have no idea.
I think they just talked him into it.
Okay,
they're like, Havoc, come on, break it. Your will is too strong.
This is what all the schedule fuckery has wrought.
Dude.
I have
such
no
a good
idea.
Point. Such a good point.
Like, Secret Wars has been great.
What they wanted
I'm
to do.
A Marvel list right now, and Secret Wars is in the top five.
You know how?
Outstanding.
Oh, yeah. There's been some shit.
The stuff behind the scenes.
There's been some
been
shit. There's been some shit.
Just because of the scheduling. The book itself
exactly.
Is great.
Oh, the book itself is great.
And then they make it a number nine.
That's been a little awkward too.
This
is what I think Marvel happened. They're like, you know, the X-Men and our history is so damn convoluted, nobody can understand it except the long-time readers. Let's do something to make so the long-time readers don't even have a fucking clue what we're doing. Genius!
It couldn't possibly be that.
Of course not.
With no evil.
That's been the outcome, though.
They're sitting on their thrones made out of skulls and, like, drinking fan tears and...
Counting their money. Yeah, they have women counting their money in front of them.
We are the true destroyers of the Marvel universe.
I still think...
Classic Marvel.
I still think Bendis sold his soul to some sort of demon or something.
Fucking Bendis.
Classic Bendis selling his soul. What else? Talk about some books in that bigger previews, man. Marvel's, that's all for Marvel. It's a weak Marvel month in
March.
I was
hoping to find out about that new Dark Horse series from Joss Whedon. And I still haven't found out.
You know, I've heard about that at Comic-Con.
Yeah.
And then that's it. They sent me one PR piece on it.
Yeah, and
then it's done.
That was from Comic-Con.
Yeah.
Because I've been like...
What a busy week.
Every month I scour the Dark Horse section.
Yeah.
Of the book.
Well, I'm going to start sending some of our
Dark
Horse reviews to them. Oh, we need some names down here.
Dark Horse does the Avatar tie-in books. And not an actual Avatar tie-in, but the creative team behind Avatar is doing like a sci-fi story.
Yeah, the one where like they're like evil's coming, they got to go to these planets to get all the relics.
Yeah.
Like evil.
The art looked amazing.
I forget the name of it. The art looks great, and I trust that creative team implicitly.
Yeah. I've only ever gotten one piece on that, too.
Is that due for March, or is that due for, like, the summer?
Who knows? Who knows? I've only ever gotten one piece on that, too, man. So I am not aware. What is that?
The Red Virgin.
The Red Virgin.
And the Vision of Utopia.
That looks cool.
Mary Talbot and Brian Talbot?
The Talbots. Sounds like a Christian group. The Talbots. Buy our merch.
Who took up arms against the French regime and executed thousands?
That sounds awesome. Is that like based on true events and stuff like that? I love books like that, dude.
Possibly.
Good for them.
Even more than Slice of Life, I love actual life.
Well, it looks like we're digging in the, like, kind of the bottom of the barrel.
Yeah, we're in the bottom barrel.
We're getting more and more.
Get into the DC,
feet.
Man. Let's talk about what DC's got going on.
I hope DC has something worth reading. I mean...
Do we feel bad that we don't read more DC?
No, because I keep giving them a chance and they keep being like mediocre.
Now you picked up Superman.
I'm still picking up Superman.
And,
it's okay.
Well, in the preview, just okay
it's
though.
Just
in the preview,
okay.
they advertised that Bruce Wayne will be returning to the Cape and Cow in
of
Batman number 50.
I'm still like 5 issues behind on that. I like Jim. In the few issues I've read. Oh,
Zappy.
Spoiler alert! I love Jim.
Bruce Wayne,
Zappy Batman.
Bruce
Zappy
Wayne
Batman.
Hello there,
mother.
Of course he is.
But
they should have waited a little bit. It's the same thing with Sam. Give Jim Gordon some time in the RoboCop thing.
I haven't actually read any of those Jim Gordon books.
It's not bad.
I don't read a lot of DC titles. I do read We Are Robin and most of the titles that tie in with Batman. I will read.
Sure.
Gotham Academy's been really good.
You've mentioned that has been
I like
an
Gotham
ongoing
Academy.
Excellent book.
But it's a Batman series with generally no Batman, but it's got like, you know, the kids of supervillains. It's got like a man bat. Like the teenage man bat in it.
But just my DC reading, Black Canary's been. I've enjoyed Black Canary. Black Canary's been pretty solid. Nothing like mind blowing, but pretty solid. I've given up on Dr. Fate.
I'm sorry. You said teenage man bat, and I think that's just funny as hell. For some reason, that strikes me as funny.
But like Damian Wayne showed up in it for a couple issues, and then they got the tie in with like the Robin Warrior.
Hi, I'm teenage man bat. Oh, you better look out.
Dr. Fate never went anywhere. If I did finally give up on it. Martian Manhunter, I dropped after 2 issues just because.
Did it get bad?
Well, no, it's just like. I don't know
the
who the fuck
one?
Any of these. Not really. I, like,
oh, okay.
I thought it was okay,
okay,
but I wasn't, like, floored by it.
That's
like, all
that should be their new, like, tagline. DC, we're just okay.
With Martian
that's
Manhunter,
what you
it's
get
like.
When you don't send us anything to review DC.
Oh! That's below the belt, man. Your Marvel doesn't send us shit either.
But we still get stuff from Marvel.
We
get
at
least
press.
The previews
yeah,
and
we
stuff.
Get PR.
DC doesn't even do that.
Yeah, they don't send us
the
review
Martian
shit.
Manhunter, like, I don't care about any of these people, and I don't really know what's going on.
Clay Mann has been killing those Poison Ivy covers. The Poison Ivy Limited, it's I don't even know if it's a limit anymore. It might be an ongoing cycle of life and death.
Number
Clay,
3 of 6.
Oh, it's a 3 of 6. Clay Mann is doing the art for that, and his covers on there are just gorgeous. They're like pinups, man.
I guess what they're doing with this Harley
Poison Ivy's kind of scary to me.
You said Clayman. I thought you meant like Clayface for a second.
Like, no, Clayman.
Oh, no, that's the dude.
That's just a weird name.
Yeah. I guess it's a...
Like Gingerbread. It's like if your name, first name was Gingerbread. Gingerbread Man. You know, his name's Clayman.
Well, Clay is someone's first name.
Oh, so. I know, but it's just weird. Well, your name could be Gingerbread. Your parents can name their kids anything. I found that out firsthand.
Yeah.
Oh,
in New Zealand, you can't, too. I think. You have to submit your name.
Where?
New Zealand, I believe it was. You have to submit the name.
It's Middle Earth. Let's read about this.
Yeah. You're not allowed to name your kid like
Frodo.
Lucifer. Well, you're not allowed to name your kid like Lucifer or Satan or Duke or Judge, because like I guess the ones that could be titles, you don't want to avoid that.
Not Judge, like Judge Reinhold.
Well, like you don't want to like to be like Judge Brown and then like, oh, a judge. Let's go to him with our legal query.
Who did you say? Say it again. No, say the other one.
Judge
Nelson. What's his name?
Judd Nelson.
No, you say it again. I want to ask you what movie he was in. So we're talking about the same guy. Yeah, I remember Judge Nelson on the People's Court.
Oh. I was allowed to name a kid Dredd. I would call him Judge Dredd.
I told my kids that I was going to legally change the name to Optimus Prime and Megatron.
I've got a friend who's I've got a friend whose last name is Hussey, and he says he's going to name his daughter Isa.
Isa Hussey? Yeah. Dude, no, he should not do that.
He shouldn't. You're right.
There was a kid I went to school with.
It's different for girls. I have a girl now, too. It's totally different.
There was a kid I went to school with, and his last name was Cherry, and his first name was Buster.
No way. No, he picked that name. No, that was a nickname.
Did. He probably did. It
he was, had to be.
No, he had, it was, in the annuals, it was always like, see, Buster Cherry.
See. See.
Man.
Eh.
Oh, well. Okay, but anyway, so, is We Are Robin still any good?
I like, that?
David's
reading
it.
Wars picked up pretty good. They got the Court of Owls in there. And
I always am
stuff.
Suspicious.
And gang of Jokers coming.
It's selling.
I'm always suspicious when anyone starts off. Is that okay? It's okay. Like when you get pitch gets a little higher.
Well, again, our glowing assessment of DC.
Adam's not here to tell you.
Adam is.
Why we rely on Adam.
I know we rely on this one guy, and he don't do shit. Well, he don't listen to the podcast. He comes in early with other friends, and then doesn't sit in on the podcast.
So
he doesn't write any reviews or nothing. Just right. You can barely get him to do a Geeks Pick.
From the store's point of view, it is.
I know.
I'm always nice about it. Jules is always like the first one to get on there now because
we talk shit so much. We're gonna have to shift gears.
Jules has really turned things around.
We're gonna have to switch gears and start talking shit on Adam. I don't think he's got a computer. I think he's doing all this.
I was looking forward to talking with Jules and Adam about Star Wars, though.
I
wanted to talk about it with my friends and not with David.
I know.
I'm just kidding. I'm just joking.
Okay.
Well, I haven't seen it.
We Are Robin.
I've just read all of the reviews.
Whatever.
And the spoilers.
So your opinion.
Robin War is happening.
My opinion was other people's opinion.
Fun stuff.
Understood.
What?
Robin War is happening. Fun stuff. Quarter Owls.
But all of these Robins are just punks from Gotham.
Pretty much.
Well, they ain't got no skills. Well, they're just getting their asses kicked.
Yeah, that's what the Court of Owls is basically saying.
That's terrible, Brooke.
The kids aren't even on our level, you know?
So they're going up against the Court of... They almost took down Batman!
They're like the League of Assassins, only like in a costume.
Cool masks.
Pretty much like, you know, the only kid from the Robin gang that was like impressed with one guy from the Court of Owls is the one that hit him with the motorcycle.
Hey, whatever happened with Harper Row? Like, she started took a day doing like Bluebird.
She's in the weekly.
She's in the
Batman and Robin Eternal.
I liked that character. This was back before I jumped off of Batman during like issue number 75 of Zero Year.
Oh, that long ago? Well, she's been reintroduced in Batman Eternal.
Yeah, she's
and now she's in Batman and Robin Eternal.
Okay.
Yeah.
I did like that character. I'm glad
she's changed a bit. But she's still good. She's still
her origin? Her, like, true origin?
No, I don't know. Please.
Basically, there was this kid that would go around to these conventions dressed up as a character of her own creation. And somebody from DC basically made a character. No, they got her permission.
If DC or Marvel comes up to you and is like, hey, we want to canonize your cosplay, of course you fucking
You said you're going to give me some money.
I was going to say, put me some zeros on the end of that.
But basically,
this is my design. Because as soon as you say,
you're ever going to make a fucking dime off of it if they do nothing.
You're going to say, give me some money. Yeah, right, bye. Thanks for your good idea. I'm going to steal it then, sue us. We're freaking Marvel. We're owned by Disney.
You know, fuck you. This was a sweet little story, and you're really goddamn cynicism.
I'm so sorry. It is terribly un-Christmassy.
It was charming.
I ruined it.
Asshole.
Basically, I don't remember if the girl was sick or something, but she liked to go to comic conventions dressed up as her own.
Oh, now I'm really. Damn it. Shut up, David.
You're a terrible human being.
Make it a bad story like she ran over a kid with her car or something later on.
Stepped on a puppy every morning.
Yeah, she used to kick a puppy every morning. That was the first thing she did. Well, that's interesting.
Thank you, Peanut Gallery.
Well, you just mentioned Christmas. I guess we're transition over to that now.
To Christmas?
Do we have any Christmas things to talk about?
I do, man.
Honestly, all of my hype.
Spoiler alert: Santa's not real.
I had
what? How,
dude? Dude, that is the biggest spoiler alert. You're not allowed to spoil that.
There's a 6-year-old running around here, man. You just ruined it for everybody.
Well, he's actually gone. He's gone.
Oh, damn.
My kids are getting some awesome things for Christmas. Thanks to Saint Nick, and I cannot wait to play with him.
Why does the kid ruin everything?
No, he ruined it for the kid.
So I'm excited.
Pay attention.
I'm excited for them to get their.
What do they get? What's the Gomer Brood getting?
We're getting an Xbox One.
That's the bomb.
With a bunch of games.
Which that's ones? Really not for your kid. That's for you.
We're getting the Lara Croft, I believe, the Tomb Raider.
Okay.
Rise of the Tomb Raider.
I played the first one of those, and it was pretty solid.
We're getting the Star Wars Battlefront,
which is excellent.
It's cool. We're getting the, I think FIFA came with it, which I'm a huge fan of FIFA soccer. I like sports games on consoles, even Madden, which is like my least favorite, but I dig sports games. My favorite game is driving games. I love driving games.
So you're getting Forza?
I have Forza Horizon 2 right now for my Xbox 360, so I'll just keep playing that because I like it. But we're also getting Fallout 4, of course.
Of course.
I don't think that you need another game. I think you can just play that game and do everything.
I started recently playing Fallout New Vegas, which is years old at this point.
It's amazing.
It is so life-stealing.
2 weeks ago, I did the same thing. I said, I have to stop this or I will get nothing else done. I had to stop.
It's been great.
I will also.
That's why driving games. You just
especially since I'm the type
out.
Of person to literally do everything.
I'm like that too, man. Those sandbox.
I hit level 50. Like,
I've got to find every soda. I got to find every fucking soda bottle. Well, am I doing? Hunting for soda bottles? I have work to do.
I do every mission that I can do because some of them you can't. You can't do like both the Legion.
Oh, sure,
and the
sure,
NCR.
Sure.
Yeah. Please try Witcher 3 as well. It's a good game. Not really family friendly though. It's got some.
My kids play GTA. And stuff.
But,
they're okay.
Okay, but
they understand.
But that game's got a lot of good to it. Good writing, good storytelling,
whatever.
Good graphics, good gameplay,
and you fuck on a unicorn.
And you fuck on a unicorn.
Nice.
Well, listen to me making it all crash. I mean, it's a good game, regardless of whether you fuck on a unicorn or not.
but that does make it better.
There's a sentence you don't get to say a lot.
But we were leaning towards getting a Wii U, but.
I'm sorry.
My oldest son, he's a hardcore gamer.
And
he's not
going
to be able to play Wii U. But Wii U still has some of its best games yet to come.
Well, there's also
Zelda's
been, there's
not
also
Wii
been
U.
Yet.
I have
this week.
I need a Wii U to play Zelda. I need it to play Smash Bros. I need to start playing Splatoon.
That's, oh my god, a game is so
that's
fun!
That's another thing that did come out this week. Sega has said it's going to try to throw a Dreamcast 2 out,
Dreamcast
get back 2. Back into the hardware market.
Now, what I have read is their Dreamcast 2 is a Steam box. It's a PC with their proprietary OS on it. I'm not taking anything away from them, but it is limiting.
But I feel like you hear about this from Sega, you're like, oh, no, guys, no.
The success of the Dreamcast now is in homebrew. Is that just what they're doing with Dreamcast? I'm so glad we're talking about this. Is that what they're doing with the new Dreamcast? Is just saying, hey, here's
a
better homebrewer?
It is a PC comparable box.
I don't know.
So
we'll
it may
see.
Well be a Steam box, and that's fair.
But there ain't gonna be no Power Stone.
I just mentioned the reason
I already got Marvel
vs.
Capcom on my Xbox. So fuck it.
I just mentioned the reason I want a Wii U is because
Phantasy Star Online 2 is announced.
I need to play Zelda. I need to play Smash Bros.
Exactly. Right.
What has Sega made game wise that's worth getting in?
Terrible
last
Sonic games, and they've loaned their characters out to other games.
The best Sonic game I've played in the last 10 years was Super Smash Bros.
Exactly. Exactly. My kids still play the shit out of those Sonic the Hedgehog games. They love Sonic. I
like
hate
the newer
them.
Ones?
Yeah, nah. And they're bad. And they bitch the whole time. Okay, this game is terrible. And they're playing it. Okay. I'm like, turn it off, dumbass!
The big problem is not necessarily like... It's just... They are so poorly put together.
Yes.
They
yes.
glitch the hell out.
Yep.
There's one of them is a goddamn, like... furry fan.
There doesn't seem like any story at all. It's like, hey, we're introducing a new character, but hey, here's a new character. No reason, no rhyme or reason why he's just sitting on this fucking island by himself. Hey, what are you doing here, dude? Knuckles, what are you doing? He doesn't say a word. What am I playing this?
It's both poorly designed and poorly made.
Yeah. It's just like they're trying to get the name, you know, make money off of the name Sonic. But the reason Mario's name still brings that clout is because all of his games are awesome.
They take time to make them.
Sunshine, even Sunshine.
Even Sunshine.
I love Sunshine. With the hose pipe, dude. Aw, oh, man, that's one of my favorites, Sunshine was great.
Galaxy, it wasn't as good as Galaxy, but...
my wife and I will sit and play...
Even like a quote-unquote bad Mario game is better than the overwhelming majority
of my wife games. And I will sit there and play Galaxy 2. You ever play two players on Galaxy 2 at the same time?
Yep.
The other player can grab the shit.
Yeah, I mean, my brother used to do
that. It is so fun, because I'm good at it, and my wife sucks. She sucks at platformer games. So she's like, oh, I love this. I'm like, hey, go get those over there. Where I'm heading to, you know, I'm about to go right, and I'm going to get those. But I say, go get them. Not to talk shit on my old lady, but...
Yeah, you're talking shit.
Not really.
Why'd your wife be listening right now?
No, she doesn't listen to this shit. She got way better things to listen to. But she's really good at, like, Final Fantasy. Like, turn-based fighting systems.
They keep bringing out more and more news about the Final Fantasy VII remake.
No, they're doing voiceover. They're gonna supposedly getting some quality actors for it. That's what they're talking about.
And
like translators, good voice actors.
Real translators.
What?
I know. They know this is a big deal. They know this is a console seller for a lot of people.
Final Fantasy VII is well remembered. It had a pretty solid combat engine, but it's well remembered for being cinematic.
True.
So that makes sense for them to focus.
Well, they're changing the combat engine.
They should not change the combat engine.
Are they making it like Final Fantasy 12?
Yeah, they're making it kind of...
There's not going to have materia and shit? What? You're not going to have materia and be able to move your spells for materia.
From everything that I've read, they've changed the combat system entirely.
So no materia is what you're saying.
I don't know about that. I haven't read that far into it.
You know what I'm talking about, where you put your gems up on your weapons.
What's up?
Can I summon Bahamut?
I'm sure you can.
Okay.
Yeah, if I can't do that. And also, do not allow me to skip through that shit. Don't let me do it. Make me watch it every damn time.
The first time.
No. That was one of the coolest parts about Final Fantasy VII. You could go do your laundry and then come back. Go eat dinner. And you know what I mean? Because they would all go through all these 10-minute long earth cut in half by a big freaking dinosaur or whatever the hell it was.
It's really famous.
I love that
shit,
man.
The most iconic of all the things in that game was Sephiroth's, like, solar system shattering super attack, which actually cannot kill you. It does like a percentage of your health. So you cannot die.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's, are you not commenting you don't like Final Fantasy VII?
It's been a very long time since I've played Final Fantasy VII.
It's unforgettable to me. It's unforgettable to me.
Well,
I had an emotional moment.
I was playing it more with my brother.
Oh, and taking turns.
Yes.
I know your brother. I know how he plays games. Yeah.
Some of my favorite memories of games are playing with my brother.
Yeah.
Like, so to me, Mario I didn't get to experience much of that. Much of that.
He like hit me with a shot, like, now to run away in fear. I mean, with vengeance.
RBI Baseball on the original Nintendo. When there's only two buttons, right?
Yeah.
And you wanted to steal. You'd steal, like to go to second. Sometimes. And you want to hit the button to go back to first. And A would go you back to first, right? So a lot of times you would listen for them hitting the button.
Sometimes it is impressive.
And you hit the other button, and they throw it, and you know what I mean?
Sometimes it's impressive
when they learn to work with the limitations
of, like, to get two buttons.
Yeah.
Oftentimes it failed miserably, but every now and then they do some pretty clever.
We loved RBI Baseball. A straight pitch, yeah.
You ain't got time to smoke a bowl!
but anyway, I actually have no idea what to even expect for Christmas this year.
What you're going to expect? So, what are you going to get? Underwear and socks and shit?
I don't think so, but like.
I mean, you can get something like major? Like last year, you got something really cool. Like
I got an awesome Batman bathrobe.
Yeah, that's what it was, that bathrobe.
I like being surprised. And honestly, I do spend. To me, it is more about getting presents because, like, I really enjoy.
Giving presents.
Yeah, I enjoy.
You said getting.
Did I say that?
You did. That's a Freudian slip right there.
So I've undone myself. No, I do enjoy getting presents for, like, family members and friends that I know they're going to like. It's really cool.
Yeah, so I like that too.
But where do you err on Christmas? Is Christmas time for wants or times for needs? Like, do you get them something practical or something ridiculous?
Good question.
Yeah, this is a good.
I don't like getting practical things.
I like practical things seems like
to me, though, like, that's the way you can do it, because a lot of times practical things are things you can't always afford when you need them.
Like, what? What's, like, so, what's practical to you?
Okay, so, like...
Like, underwear and socks.
I am actually kind of hoping I get a new pair of shoes.
Right, right.
Yeah.
I'm kind of talking to you.
Yeah, I like getting shoes for Christmas.
Well, like...
The Christmas shoes. It's a movie.
Yeah, yeah.
It's one I got for freaking Secret Santa today. It's so pissed off. Well, not even Secret Santa, Dirty Santa.
Remember that... You don't deserve good gifts.
You're right.
You're a terrible
person. I got Mary Madagascar, too. Like, oh, your kids will love it. I'm like, man, my kids... like, the movie Madagascar, the DreamWorks movie.
Merry
Christmas. Yeah.
That's a thing that exists?
It's in my car right now. You want to go run it over?
No.
I got you on that one. We can somebody get their phone out.
I don't want that on my tire tread.
Yeah, right? I'm going to give it back to his ass next year.
Like, with my family.
Like, out of your way to get it.
Yes. No, I'm going to keep this one in my office, probably, and just put it in the same damn bag and give it to
you're banking on not
year.
Getting fired before. That's a pretty steep odds.
Oh, you don't think I'm? Oh, you think I'll get fired before that?
Oh, yeah.
Your odds are probably right. That's a good bet.
He ran my gift over. Fire his ass.
It was my boss too. Actually, he's
really?
Technically not my boss. Technically, there are no bosses where, like, I work. I'm my own
Christmas,
boss.
Usually, it's like, you know, some, you know, like, I'll pay attention to, like, stuff my mom and dad are talking about, like my brother talks about,
but not fun shit.
Well, stuff that they would want. Something that they would want. Like my dad. He's become like this big Jeep enthusiast over the last 2-3 years.
Awesome. What does he have? What does he have?
It's a 2003 Jeep
Wrangler.
Sahara.
Oh, okay. So not a true Jeep fan.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So he
round lights, square lights.
He's got the light bars.
Yeah. I got you, Joe. I got
but
you.
He, but like,
I had a 76 CJ5.
He went up to he went to this Jeep show up in White House, and he was talking to people there, and he was like saying, "Oh yeah, there's this jack, this farm jack, essentially is what it is.
Oh, okay.
That we're using for off road.
Yeah."
And he was talking about this, and he was talking about that. And, you know, I just...
Those are the best jacks, dude.
Yeah, I just...
You can lift a fucking house with those things.
Yes, you can. So basically, I got him that jack.
Oh, that's cool.
And I got him a wider...
Base
for the outdoor
use. Well, I hope he's not listening right
now.
It's sitting at their house. It's not even...
But you can get, like, a mount for your car or for the Jeep for those jacks.
Yes.
You got him that, too?
No, I didn't get him that.
Oh, well.
So you
half-assed it. That's cool.
I didn't half-ass it.
Oh, that's a little defensive. Oh, my bad, David.
I didn't half-ass it.
Can't you do anything?
My brother and I had been exchanging emails about stuff we wanted to get my dad.
Oh, so he's... Nice.
But it
you guys are tag teaming it.
He turns out my brother's just going to give him money, because that's usually what my dad asks for anyways. It's money. Give me money.
Mm.
So there was we did toss around the idea about getting him the jack, the base for the jack, and my brother getting the mounting bracket.
Yeah.
And it just, my brother decided that he wasn't going to get the mounting bracket.
Yeah.
But my dad's going to get the jack.
You bring up a good point about your father wanting money. Right. I think I hate getting money for Christmas. I think it's there's no
kind
thought put into
out.
It at all. It's kind of like a cop out. Like,
yeah.
Here, looking in your wallet. Here you go, Merry Christmas.
I do like getting something that, like,
most of
you
the time,
definitely had to know me to get me this.
Exactly.
Like, from us.
Exactly.
Yeah,
like, it's not that hard. I'm an open book.
Yeah.
What'd you say?
I already
like a gift certificate from here.
Yeah,
I
that would work.
Know that they
that's
got me a gift
plug,
certificate
Danny.
For this store because they always get it for me, and I always love getting
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Well, it's like with my
it's
dad.
It's a guaranteed win, though.
Because
exactly.
Comic City 2 is the best.
It is the best.
Like with my dad, he does a lot of traveling over the year sometimes.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes he, like, wants extra cash to go traveling with.
Oh, well,
like,
that's
like,
nice.
Like
I wasn't berating his choice. It's just my personal feeling on it. If somebody gives me money, I'm like, you know, I asked for comic books, asshole.
Because she's like, just give me whatever you want to get me.
Yeah, it's different if he's asking.
As long as you get it with love.
Oh, see,
it'll be fine.
I love your mom, dude. She's the best.
But by the same rate, but like,
this is like the third podcast in a row where I talk shit on people's moms. Me liking their mom.
You know why? Because you're a piece
I am.
Of
I am a piece of
but,
garbage.
Okay.
Piece
I'm
of human
I'm
filth.
Like, the same emails exchanged with my brother. It's like my brother asked me for suggestions from my list. And I gave him suggestions.
Okay. What did you have on your list? Let's hear it. Just top three.
Just
a list
couple
of what
books.
Not to get Dave.
Books, comics.
Not comics, just books.
Oh, okay, novels. Stuff you don't get for free from me.
The head of Ryan Gold.
Yeah.
That's the top of my
right.
I like canning and preserving, so I asked for like a...
Whoa. You like
how
what?
Amish of you?
You like canning and preserving?
I like making canning and preserving, yes.
So you like buy I fruits never and guess that. You like buying fruits like berries and like doing your thing, or do you grow your own stuff?
Do you like cure meats and
I don't cure the meats.
No, okay. He didn't say jerking. He doesn't like jerking. Isn't that what it's called?
No, man. No, it's curing meats.
Curing is actually what
you're making jerky. You're jerking.
Jerking.
God damn it,
jerk is a seasoning that they use in Caribbean.
I don't food. Think so. I think it's
like,
jerking.
It's like jerk chicken.
Yeah. But
God damn it, Gomer.
You know, making preserves. Yes.
No, I love that. I would love to have some preserves. See, if you make preserves and
I've got jars of stuff at the house that's taking up space.
Sweet.
Right now.
I would. I love
next week.
Awesome. I love toast.
Are you allergic to anything?
No.
Okay.
No.
I'll bring you.
I'm actually the opposite. Food actually helps me.
Do you like strawberries and rhubarb?
Dude, that's my favorite things. I'm not a big fan of rhubarb, but
isn't that extra strawberry jam, man?
But strawberry.
You should come on in, man.
But I love some strawberry.
One showing up with a dollar. Let's go.
So, but you know, during the summer, you get extra. You know, Portland has.
It's a strawberry festival.
It's a strawberry festival. They have people selling.
You don't. You're not riveted by the fact that David likes canning and preserving.
I'm actually rather fascinated.
I'm fascinated by this.
We probably should go ahead and wrap things.
Yeah, it's getting after the time.
But the thing was, I asked my brother. I asked my brother to give me like you know some stuff, books on that.
Oh, okay.
A book on breads
and some rubber gaskets for my jaws.
Well, a fermentation starter kit because.
You're gonna do your own beer and shit too?
Maybe.
Listening to that, being a little coy, maybe.
Well, he'll do it.
You ain't getting none of that.
He'll do whatever he legally can.
Yeah. But stuff like that.
And nothing untoward.
I have a 5-gallon carboy. If you want to buy it off of me, we'll talk later.
But, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah. Do you have a cool name for your beer?
No.
You know nothing in mind? You'll have one. Yeah, I bet you'll have one. An awesome name, dude. Yes, I can't wait.
It'll be hands on Henson. Let's go. All
right. Let's get wrecked.
All right, yeah, let's final thought. Taylor, go ahead, final thought.
Just reiterating, Star Wars was so good.
Awesome. That's good enough, I think. It really is.
I'm looking,
that's the overall consensus. It's just an amazingly good movie. It lived up to the hype.
Rey's a great protagonist.
Oh, that was a crazy, sassy look. I was ready for the nails or the fingernails to, or finger snapping.
Well, just like all the new characters.
I don't know my
references. I enjoy their chemistry and just, it was a well put together, even not Star Wars.
So J.J. Abrams has finally made a good movie.
That's something that I guess I should have already said. I owe J.J. Abrams an apology.
Well, yes. He's J.J. Abrams as George R.
Yep,
he did a great job. I thought he did a shitty job with Star Trek.
He
but
did.
He really knocked it out of the park here, and he deserves all the credit. Everything is forgiven. Dude.
Awesome.
For now.
I'm sure he's listening. He's been waiting with bated breath
That's
for your the, review.
Yeah.
He's like, thank God. Taylor loves it. It's all good.
Oh, my crowning achievement.
In fact, full 360 here. I'm actually worried about how he's not directing
it. That is a good one. But that is.
The blurb that came on across Facebook said that he'd seen the script for the next one.
And he wishes that he was.
I understand that comment, but I hate that, because what is he going to say? Fuck it. You guys should just skip 8. 7's where it was good. Fuck it. What else is he going to say? You know?
I know.
David, final thought.
Have a Merry Christmas, everybody.
Ho, ho, ho.
And,
Do you have, any special, Christmas, traditions that you do, that are fun? Anything weird?
Well, we do.
We get Chinese food at my house Christmas Day.
My mom will make the chicken cheese rolls.
Oh, okay. Those sound amazing.
Chicken, cheese, I'm down.
And rolled up, so it's, easier to eat.
The best way I can describe it, it's like a cordon bleu.
Okay. Oh, but you can eat with your hands.
You don't eat it with your hands.
It's a roll, dog.
Yeah.
Them tornadoes are coming.
Yeah.
But
I'm not worried.
That's not my final thought. My final thought is Outright Geekery has a subreddit, and it's had a subreddit for 3 months now.
I'm so sorry. I keep forgetting to mention that.
Well, I think I got banned from the comic book.
So we decided to make our own subreddit.
I kept,
subreddit
posting my own stuff or whatever.
Yeah, we decided to make our own subreddit with Blackjack and Hookers.
It's got a little bit of a following so far.
So far.
A little bit. Cool. I haven't pimped it that much, but...
We need to start
tossing it on.
Now we can't. We'll be able to keep up with the traffic.
I know.
Well, also, it's primarily focused on the reviews and all the original content that comes out from Outright Geekery, so it's kind of a clearinghouse for that.
Yeah.
That's why you don't see previews and stuff being put up on there.
Yeah.
So people can find the reviews fast.
That's a good idea.
But check it out. It's just go to reddit.com, look for Outright Geekery.
Yeah, it's r/Outright Geekery.
Yeah.
Yeah, r/Outright Geekery.
r/
All right,
damn it. My final thought's pretty easy. Have a good holidays, everybody.
Don't drink and drive.
I'm not going to say that.
Okay. Drink and drive all you want, guys.
People got to party.
Okay, he does not speak for all of us.
Drink and drive all you want, I guess. Danny's giving you permission.
There's Uber.
Yeah.
We still have to Uber. Yeah, call a fucking Uber. How hard is that?
Come on. There's free ride all over Nashville, especially. There's got
to
have that.
If you have to.
There's got, no, that's public drunk.
Hopefully, you have
that's another friends. Ticket. Yeah.
Remember the public health. You're not going to get anyone killed.
True. Hey, maybe yourself, but hey. You drank it.
I mean,
the street is really, really full of traffic.
If you are capable of enjoying adult beverages, you are capable of making your own bad decisions. I am not the voice of reason or sound.
Yeah.
I'll be the fucking voice of reason then.
Be the voice of reason.
God damn it.
Man,
Christ, damn it.
I don't know. Did I talk about Ant-Man? I saw Ant-Man finally. That'd be my final thought.
Wow, okay. So
in 6 months, we'll be having the same conversation. I'll say, I finally saw Star Wars.
You fucking ass.
It was good. It was very good. It was a very quaint movie. I did not like the fact that he sort of broke the machine, his suit at the end. Like, with that little blue disc to go back from the molecular, that kind of felt like a... What is the word?
Kind of an asshole.
Yeah. It felt a little like, oh, whatever. But whatever, really. You know, it was still good.
So, Ant-Man fans...
you had my stamp of approval.
Sort of.
Jules is not here to defend Ant-Man.
Yeah. So he would have something... Oh, dude, well, Pym didn't have those things when his old lady went small. She'd have done the same thing.
Right.
But I don't know. Anyway, thanks for listening to episode 112 of Geeks of the Square Table podcast. As always, thanks to Comic City 2 in Madison, Tennessee.
Son of Matty!
For the venue and the sponsorship and all everything they do for us. They're so wonderful here.
We love you, Mark.
You can go visit them at ComicCity2.com or on Facebook.com/... Comic City 2, I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
I don't know. But anyway, go hang out with them on there. Also, check out everything we do on OutrightGeekery.com. News, reviews, lists. Our best of lists are coming out. Interviews out the...
Oh, yeah.
We're, like, forgetting about interviews. And they're like, hey, yeah, you guys going to email us back?
Pretty cool. I don't know if I can say it, but a really cool one in the pipes.
Yeah,
I don't want to jinx it by saying anything to the masses, but oh my gosh, well, a legendary creator.
Stay tuned, masses.
Woo! All five of you, maybe, plus Jules.
I agree.
Jules doesn't count as a person.
But thanks for listening. Tune in next time, guys. Bye. Is that how we end things usually? Just saying.
Sure, yeah.
Don't we say something?
Goodnight, Elaine.
Oh, goodnight, Elaine. Goodnight, Elaine.
I think we stopped goodnight, Elaine.
I think we did. Well, Jules has been here a lot more often.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Be safe, everybody.
Oh, we're still on?
Yeah. I'm going to turn it off now.
Okay.